Hello, and welcome to the Golden Hour podcast with your amazing host, Anna Gold. We hope you enjoy the conversation and learn something new. We have an amazing show planned for you today, and who knows, we might play a game or two. Ladies and gentlemen, without further delay, here she is, the amazing Anna Gold.
Welcome to the Golden Hour, everyone, with Anna Gold. My guest today is Jorge Salas. Welcome to the show, Jorge.
Thank you, Anna. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. We are on Podbean, Apple, Google Play, and I'm searching for other hosts, I guess. But right now, it's free on Podbean, Apple, and Google Play. That's where you can find the Golden Hour, everybody. Thanks for asking that question earlier, Jorge.
Sure.
I'm excited to have you since we met. We met at a party in November. Right now it's early December. Since we met, you finished a play. You were in a play. Can you tell us about it?
Yes, it was called Justicia. And it was loosely based on a true story. The writer, first time or very early in his career writer, he is or was a lawyer, and that has all to do with a father-daughter lawyer team. I played the judge.
Oh, wow. I could see you as a judge, actually.
Yeah, that's what he said. He wrote it based on a true story about this father-daughter combo, about kind of touches on social media, mm-hmm. a little bit of power dynamics, and just basically people getting old, him getting old, but they're trying to defend someone who is fighting a case against ageism, I guess you would say.
Oh yeah, that's a thing. So did you play a good character or a bad character? Like, were you a good judge or a bad judge?
No, I think I largely played a fair, trying to be fair judge. I did, my agenda is that I was trying to get promoted to the appellate court.
Oh.
So I wanted things to go well. I didn't want anything odd to happen with this case. I just wanted it to be wrapped up. I wanted it to look good. But other than that, I tried to be an equitable judge.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, I guess every character has a motivation or an agenda, right?
Yeah. And otherwise, it's not very interesting.
That's true. Yeah. We all have our motivations, and some are good. And speaking of plays, though, the last play that you were in prior to Justicia, you got really good reviews in the Chicago Reader. Can you tell us about that play and why you liked doing it?
Yeah, I really like that one. That play was called The Language Archive by Julia Cho. Mm-hmm. And it played at the Edge Theater in Edgewater. Very interesting. The first time I played three different characters with three different accents.
Wow, that sounds challenging.
It was challenging. And I thought it was going to be a pain. And it was challenging in that technical way, because the dialects had to be different enough. Two were very similar. One was very different from the others. So working on that technical aspect with a dialect and a voice coach.
Oh, you had a coach?
Yeah. For my last two plays before Justicia, I had a dialect and a voice coach for specifically the dialects and then general voice projection and things like that.
Was he or she hired through the theater, or was it separate, like someone that you worked with?
She was hired by the theater company and available to all.
Oh, that's nice, actually. I don't think I've ever had that advantage. That's a great, that's a very smart thing for a theater to do.
Yeah, I think so. And more so for the characters in the play with the Eastern European or kind of made up accent. Just, we need a lot of coaching there. So that's
true. You don't want it to sound fake, and you want it to sound authentic.
Correct. Yeah, so there was that technical aspect. There was also the technical aspect of three different costumes and then going back and forth, because the way some scenes work, there's a little bit of reflection and dreaming, so I had to go in and out. and just the costume changes had to have help with one or two in one or two scenes just because it was so quick. So that was challenging. But just the main character that I played was called Rustin, and he's come from this made-up land called Elaway. Yeah, so that was very interesting because I had my wife and we were just an old bickering couple, and we're one of the last speakers of this almost forgotten language. And the linguist, which that's what it was about a linguist who's an expert in language and languages, but he was not so good at the language of love.
That is a language. There is the language of love.
Yeah.
It takes communication, for one. I know that much.
Yeah. Yeah, so he was in a relationship, but he had a lab linguist partner who there was some love interest there, and he was supposed to interview us, kind of like we're doing now, in like a just record language, just so he can have it for his archive. That's why it's called Language Archive. And yeah, but all we could talk about is like who had the window seat and things like that. So it was a lot of fun, very challenging, both from technical and just performance perspective. But I really, really liked it. And I was so happy to read that review in the Chicago Reader and also the Chicago Theater Review publication. It was very kind with their words. And you know, that's one of the nice things when you do a play. Yes, it's over once the play is done, it's over. There's no seeing it over. Mm-hmm. But unlike a film or TV, but you can still read the reviews and recall those really good times with your cast.
That's excellent, Jorge. Yes. Have you always been an actor? Did you start out as a little kid acting? Or how?
No. I've only been doing this for about maybe 4.5 years now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so it's relatively new. I can't say that I wanted to do this when I was young, not even a teenager, not even a young adult.
What made you want to think, hey, I could do that, I can act?
Well, it started my corporate job. The other thing that I do, I'm in technology, and that's my corporate day job. And about, I would say, maybe 6 years ago now, because I was, yeah, about 6 years ago, I took an improv class at the Second City. Just to think more off the cuff, something fun, different. And it was great. I had a lot of fun. It really helped with improvisation, more so in a corporate setting.
Did it help to make you think on your feet at corporate events and meetings and things?
Yeah, it did.
It's cool how there was a real life application of it, you know?
Yeah, and also the social aspect too. I kept taking every class because everybody in the first class was like, hey, you know, are you taking the next one? So on and so forth, till the end, the whole course, which was about 5 or 6 classes. And before you graduate, you have to perform at the Second City in front of people. And I think that's where I picked up the performance bug.
Oh, cool.
But I wasn't totally in love with improv itself as a like medium, but I love performing in general. And then some of the improv got longer, a little bit more role playing. I was more into that, so I looked at acting classes at Acting Studio Chicago, and I took all the core level classes there. And
how did you like the Acting Studio?
I liked that. Yeah, Acting. Yeah. Yeah, I really liked it. I think the teachers were really good. I'm still connected with all of them. And one teacher actually just recently recommended me for a role in A View from the Bridge. Oh, nice. Yeah, so that was really cool. Yeah.
Is that the one on Elston and...
No.
Oh, no, it's not over there.
This is Acting Studio Chicago, the one in Near North on Hubbard.
Oh, yes. Okay.
It does often get confused with the one you're talking about by Ashland and Elston and Armitage.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you know the one that's kind of beneath the Metro train over there.
Yes.
Actually, speaking of which, I studied at the Acting Studio too. I should know where it is, but all the names are so similar that I'm glad you had a good time there, though. I'm glad that you had a profitable experience. And Did you say that one of your teachers recommended you for a role?
Yeah, it was really nice and connected with all of them. It was just totally random on social media. She's like, hey, would you be interested in, or maybe it was, no, I don't think it was her reaching out to me. I think she just reached out to the theater company, Shattered Globe Theater. And then they reached out to me and they said, hey, so-and-so provided your name. Would you be interested? We have auditions at X time. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, wow, cool. And then, yes. And then I reached out to her and thanked her. I didn't get the role, but it's just nice to see that your teachers are, you know, they recommended you, they're looking out for you. But most of all, that we stay connected, and that's a really nice thing. A lot of the teachers there.
That is important, and it's nice to know they're thinking of you too. That's great. You must have made a great impression on them.
I don't know about that. Maybe the role was just a good fit and stuff like that, and they were just looking for people. But whatever it was, I was thankful for the opportunity.
Oh, don't be modest. Come on. that's nice, though, that you're thankful, and that's great. So, Jorge, you have been acting for 4 years now, right?
4.5, yep.
4.5. What are your goals for the near future? Like the next couple of years, what would you say that you want to achieve?
Next couple of years. I think now that I'm at this level, I've taken a lot of roles. It just didn't matter. I was just trying to get experience. Oh. Now I'm looking, if it's going to be smaller shops or like storefront theaters, I'm looking for more lead roles at this time. So I'm trying to be a little bit more selective.
Oh, good. That's
Yeah, lead roles in smaller shops, or if it is one of the bigger venues, one of my goals is to perform at the Den. Mm-hmm. Eventually, the Goodman, Steppenwolf, that'd be awesome at some point. I don't think that's a short or midterm goal, but maybe it's a little bit out there. But the Den would be a good stepping stone, I think, to get into one of those bigger houses.
Mm-hmm. Where is the Den located as a theater?
Wicker Park in Milwaukee by Ashland.
Oh, okay. So that's kind of like a step up from what you've been performing in, you'd say, right?
From a venue and like size and, you know, so-and-so performed there. Yeah, kind of like that, yeah.
Cool. That's a good goal to have. And do you have any goals in film and television? You've done some film and TV work too, haven't you?
Yes. I haven't done a One Chicago show, which is Chicago PD, MD, Fire, or whatever. Mm-hmm. Though I get a lot of auditions for those from my agents. But
so good. At least you are in the running. You know, at least they are considering you, right?
Yeah. Probably a lot of other people too, but it'd be nice to get that experience, even if it's a co-star or a guest star role, which is, you know, the smallest amount of lines. It'd be nice to get that experience on a big network TV thing.
Yeah, that's true. That would be a good experience. I can see you up there. I know that you can act because I did that audition with you. I remember how powerful you were with your acting, and I'd say I definitely go for it. Like, I can see you on TV, and it's a game of numbers, I think, isn't it? Like, you get so many times where they see you and finally they're like, okay, I trust you. I like you. You're in.
Yeah, it is definitely a numbers thing. Timing. Mm-hmm. It's very subjective too. You know, whether it's the look, your height, what you said or whatever it is, who knows? Maybe one of these days, hopefully it'll work out. So that's the TV goal. The film goal would be probably do similar to the small shop play goal, is to have more lead roles in an independent or a feature film. Mm-hmm. And I think I had a lead role in a Born and Raised episode 3. That was, I love that. I mean, you worked a lot. You were on set all day. But I really enjoyed it.
That's good. Speaking of which, I saw that clip on your reel and I thought it was very funny. There's so little of that on your reel. It's at the very end, but I like it. It has good rhythm to it.
Thank you. Thank you. That was a lot of fun. And it was filmed in Logan Square in Humboldt Park, which is it's basically my backyard. So I couldn't have asked for more.
That's awesome. So you have an agent, did you say, right?
I actually have, well, technically three, but two that I largely work with, yes.
Oh, that's good. How did you go about getting your agents and such?
Well, after the first 2 years, I think it was in my second year of acting after taking my first gig, after finishing the courses, the core level courses at Acting Studio Chicago. And I got my first gig within a month. And then I just kept auditioning. I was like, oh, good, maybe I got lucky. I kept on auditioning. And after the second year or so, I started just hanging around other people and just taking more classes. I also took the Meisner classes at Green Shirt Studio. And just being in the field, in out there in the wild and just talking to other actors, they're like, yes, my agent that. And it's like, well, what does it take? So I did a little research, I attended some webinars, and they just said basically start reaching out to them, attend webinars, networking events. My first agent, I think I reached out, and then they got back to me like they said they would. They made me do a little self-tape to audition, and they said, yeah, let's make it work.
That's great. I'm glad that you did and that you're going places. That's super. Well, we are soon we'll be coming to the end of the podcast. But what I like to do at the end of each podcast is play trivia. And you are a big Billy Bob Thornton fan, are you not?
Uh-oh. Yes.
So usually what I do is I ask about five questions to the guest, and then I send you a prize if you get enough right. So we're going to see about this. I'll try to make this as easy as possible.
Uh-oh, I'm not good at trivia, so just a heads up.
Oh, don't worry. It's okay. We'll have fun with this, and then, you know, the listeners can learn something too. I honestly don't know anything about Billy Bob Thornton other than he was married to Angelina Jolie. That's all I can remember.
Oh, but he was?
I think
sorry,
so.
I didn't know that.
Oh, that's funny. At one point in time, I think that they were together. I remember, I want to say seeing them on the red carpet and on TV. Mm. But anyway, here it goes. Five questions. I'll make this multiple choice, okay?
Okay.
Cool. So, in which year was Billy Bob Thornton born? Was it 1955, 1956, or 1957?
Wow. Is he that old?
I didn't know that he was that old, honestly.
He doesn't appear that old. Was it 56, 57, and what else?
1955, 1956, or 1957?
I'm going to say 57.
Sorry. It's 1955. August 4th, actually.
Holy smokes.
Yeah.
He is old.
Yeah. Older than I realized, even. I thought, I don't know why. I thought maybe he was in his 50s, something like that.
Yeah. That's what late 50s, maybe?
Yes. I was thinking about that. So he's about 10 years older than we both thought.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Second question is, how many times has Billy Bob Thornton been married? Is it 3, 6, or 1?
6.
Is that your answer?
No. I was just laughing at that one. I hope it's not the answer. I'm going to say 1.
Sorry, you actually kind of got it right by default at first when you said.
Oh my god!
I know. I have not even been married once, so I can say that's like a huge surprise. But some people.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever heard of anyone married six times. Wow.
I don't think I have either. I think the most that I have heard of would be three. People I know, but
yeah.
Hey, to each their own, you know?
Yeah.
I'll make this a true or a false question. Has Billy Bob acted in the TV show American Dad? Yes or no?
American Dad. I don't know the show American Dad.
Oh, that's okay. I actually don't either, except for it's on this trivia.
It doesn't sound like he would, but then again, he can surprise you.
Mm-hmm. Go for your first instinct.
My first instinct is yes, he did.
You are correct. Yes, sir.
There we go.
All right. So Billy Bob Thornton is an actor, as we know, as well as a director. And this question is, how many movies and TV shows has Billy Bob Thornton directed? Is it 3, 4, or 5?
5.
Correct. Awesome. Good job. And that brings us to the end of Billy Bob Thornton trivia. And I will send you a prize or give you a prize. Depends on when I see you in Chicago next. Or are you going to any events soon?
Let's see. Not going to that one. I think tomorrow I'm going to this filmmaker and actor meetup thing. I think it's part social, part networking thing. What's coming up in 2024? It's actually, now that you mentioned it, it's at that place, Chicago, the Actor Studio, the one on Nelson.
Oh, is that tomorrow?
Mm-hmm. No, Friday.
Oh, Friday. Today is
Wednesday.
Gosh, I lost track. It's sometime in early December. That's all I know.
Yeah.
That's cool. So, I can either give you or send you a prize, and I hope I see you soon. Oh, well, what do you like best about Billy Bob Thornton? What do you admire about him as an actor and a director?
I think first as an actor, his eccentricity, deadpan manner of delivering raunchy material, funny, raunchy, crazy material in a very like deadpan way. So I think his dark comedy, his sarcasm, like he does it so well. I appreciate it. It almost seems like it's flawless. It comes naturally to him. So I really like that about him. His directing, I can't think of anything off top of my mind, but if his acting and what I just said about his acting translates, he's probably directed some dark stuff. I like dark, dark humor, dark things in general. So if it's anything, yeah, I do. So I think that's what I would say I appreciate the most about him. I've seen so many like films that make me go, oh no. Like I just saw Bad Santa recently. That was just very funny.
Oh, that's he was in that, wasn't he?
Yeah. It's a, you know, quote unquote a holiday movie, but there's so much inappropriate stuff in there and he delivers it. Sometimes you cringe. I was like, how could he do that? And so I think when an actor makes me do that, I appreciate it.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, super. And thank you so much for being on the show. It is about 6:30. And I know you said you have an audition to prep for, so I can go ahead and let you do that. And I hope that we talk later or soon. I have a prize to give you, and I look forward to seeing you once again. Everybody, this is Jorge Salas, actor extraordinaire. Can you tell the listener how to get in touch with you should they want to hire you for a project? Or be a friend?
Yeah, sure. Thank you, by the way, Anna. I'm probably the best and easiest way is via Instagram, at Jorge Salas Chai, as in C-H-I, as in Chicago. Just type that in search. That should come up. And my email is jorge.salas.chai@gmail.com. Or message Anna on here. Thank you.
Perfect. That sounds great. Have a nice night, Jorge.
You too.
And thank you, all of you, for listening to us.
Bye. Have a good one. Bye.
You too. Good night.
This has been the Golden Hour podcast with your host, Anna Gold. We invite you to come back next time for more laughs, fascinating guests, and most importantly, movie trivia. Think of her next time you watch The Sunset or chug a V8. Don't forget to find her on Instagram and take a peek at her profile on IMDb. Until next time, stay golden.